The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm John Sears. Murph, you obsessively studied video for 27 hours this week. What did you learn?
That's a big sinkhole.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome to Sound Off. Keith Murphy alongside John Sears. We have a sneak peek of a new Scott Sipker video coming up that Cyclone fans will especially enjoy, I think. Sound Off lines are open right now at 515-282-9010. The hot topic. Wait, John, can a spring football game be a hot topic? Is it that
time of
year?
I think right now it probably is, because that might be about it.
There was considerable buzz in Ames where Matt Campbell worked his Cyclones out in front of 15,000 fans.
It's a good crowd.
On a perfect spring day. What did you think? Or do you even care? Maybe you're thinking about, I don't know, the Cubs. 515-282-9010 to sound off on that or anything. Well, most anything. Matt Campbell spent the past 4 months showing why athletic directors change coaches. Campbell has re-energized Cyclone Nation without coaching a game yet. Change brings hope. And Campbell keeps making moves, like making past Cyclone stars feel wanted and welcome. Cyclone fans see Seneca Wallace, they think good thoughts. Campbell also brought Dan McCarney back. Iowa State fired McCarney nearly 10 years ago, and there are people still not over it. This will help. Throw in Campbell's storm is brewing social media savvy, and it all adds up to big buzz and zero wins. But with a new voice, hope springs eternal, and that's what you want at a spring game. The NCAA sure took its sweet time giving Drew Ott a final answer. That dragged more than a Ted Cruz filibuster. In the end, Ott proved too tough. He kept trying to play with an elbow bent backwards, and it cost him. Iowa gave the prestigious Chris Street Award to four guys. Seniors Mike Gazelle, Jared Utoff, Adam Woodbury, and Anthony Clemens helped revive the Hawkeye program. It's a nice gesture, I get it. But Street struck me as a non-four-way tie guy, and if I had to pick one, I'd go with Woodbury. Didn't see that coming. Cyclone basketball faces a new challenge with the loss of ace recruiter and sharp assistant T.J. Otzelberger. Otzelberger is the new head jackrabbit, but reports say he was offered the Wisconsin-Milwaukee job and then had the offer pulled. If true, it sounds like a blessing. Voice of the Panthers Bill Johnson quit this week, but on his way out the door, he napalmed the bridge behind him. Johnson wrote on Instagram, quote, "Never have so many competent, talented people been run off by such a talentless group of entitled bureaucrats. UWM leads the world in incompetent administrators. Should Amanda Braun turn down a job, an AD job, just because she's horribly underqualified? Hell no. She's a bad AD and a deplorable human being." End quote. Wow. Maybe Johnson made a mistake, but it's not forgetting to reapply sunscreen while vacationing on the equator type mistake. I'm paler than powder. They use my skin to white balance these cameras. The sunburn led to an even bigger humiliation. I became the guy in the pool wearing a t-shirt. Just when I was getting over that, Andy and I showed up at Cy's House of Trivia looking like we'd just finished our shift at Pizza Ranch. John, I've been humiliated enough.
You don't look pale to me.
Not now. I was scorched.
Keith, I think Iowa State is one of the rare schools across the country where fan support continues to be strong no matter how bad a season has been. Yesterday at the spring game, they had a really big crowd, and that's for a team that wouldn't even be bowl eligible if you combined the last two seasons. Matt Campbell has pushed all the right buttons, and Cyclone fans are foaming at the mouth for a winning football team. 73 wins. I think Golden State earned the right to say they're the best NBA regular season team ever, even if no one believes it. 73-9. That's crazy good. Give credit where credit is due, although none of it will matter if they don't win the title. I've said it before, I don't think Golden State is better than the 95-96 Bulls, but I also don't think the Bulls would sweep the Warriors in a playoff series. Chicago never swept anyone in the finals. Give me the Bulls in six. Kobe Bryant had one of the best career exits in sports history. Bryant scored 60 points in his Lakers finale on 50 shots. 50 shots!
50!
50! Kobe was never Michael Jordan, but he's the closest thing to him we've ever seen. I think Bryant is a top 10 player all time. No riding off into the sunset with a championship a la Peyton Manning, but damn, 60 points on a brittle, broken down body? That is how you drop the mic.
And this is how we start the calls on Sound Off with Zach in Ames. Zach, excited at all by spring football?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't believe we're actually, our recruiting class is ranked decently well. As of a few days ago, it sounds like we're 35th nationally, 5th in the Big 12. What do you guys think?
You have a young, energized coaching staff that is really connecting well with not only fans, but with young people. John, you can sense these guys, they speak the language of these recruits, and that's got to help, right?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, when I was at that introductory press conference for Matt Campbell, you could tell anytime there's a new coach hired, you know, players are always – They're kind of cautious. You know, they don't know what they're jumping into. But, man, he has hit, as I mentioned, hit all the right buttons so far with Cyclone football. And the recruits that he's bringing in, having done nothing so far at Iowa State on the field as far as wins, losses, it's pretty good so far.
Gary's in West Des Moines. Cubs on his mind. Iowa Cubs, Chicago Cubs, all Cubs. Gary, what are you thinking?
I think Iowa's got a good chance of beating the World Series this year because they get a good coach up there.
I'll tell you, there's nothing like a cold beer at the ballpark.
Was he drinking with you on vacation?
What do you mean? I didn't drink on vacation. Bubba in West Des Moines. Hi, Bubba.
The Boom.
Yeah, I tried to give myself that nickname.
Murph,
I mean, Murph, I was very young.
I heard. Come on now.
I know. I'm not
proud
of it.
You got to get glossed when you're like 7 or 8 years old by a very well-known person in this town named Michael Bourne. I'm sure you're familiar with him.
Yeah, I know Michael Bourne, yeah.
Yes, Michael is my bestie, as they say, BFF, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not into the internet anymore, but I'm getting ready to turn 5-0, the big 5-0.
Fitty. Like Kobe shots.
Murph, congratulations. Remember.
Hold on now. Where'd you go graduate from high school?
Mount Dora.
Okay, I graduated from Dowling, so.
Oh.
84, look and see.
I'll talk slower.
Look and see. Watch. Listen now, Chief.
Hey, just kidding. John went to Dowling.
You're watching Iowa State spring game.
All right, hey, we gotta go, Bubba. Congratulations. Happy birthday. Time for Twins with a local connection. Old Spice Judges. He's a director. He's also a judge. Bernie Sanders. He was in the Iowa caucuses. There's your local connection. Is a twin for Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim, according to Rick in Oskaloosa. Old Spice.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. He took some time with that. Sam and Jake Knoll, ages 9 and 7. Thank you for staying up late. Or maybe not. In Roland, only when they don't have school, their mom says. Says Michael Admire looks like Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka.
Whoa.
Old Spice. What if Michael wears the Willy Wonka outfit? No, that's a match.
That's a match,
isn't it? Okay, all right. Oh. Hey, yes, thank you. Once in a while, I get to overrule. It's seniority.
Hey guys, what's bugging Andy tonight is on a subject that you really couldn't give a crap about. That's coming up next.
Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. We ask people how they're going to spend the next 3 to 4 months with basketball and football over. Tim writes, NHL playoffs are a good 2 months of intensity. By the time it's done, it's almost time for the All-Star break.
Michael writes, every year this time I tune into college and pro softball. You should try it. You might just like it.
Andy really sold this What's Bugging Andy. Said we don't or won't give a crap.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Hey, guy. Ooh. I'm a little sore. You know, I just started a new workout program. And you know, that brings something to mind. While I'm on this workout program, remind me that no one cares. Honestly, I mean, I'll forget from time to time, but that's the truth. A workout program or a diet changes your life, and it can really consume it. But it's like your fantasy baseball team, man. It applies to you and you alone. You know how many people care about your workout program? The same number that care about the lint in your belly button. The same number that care about seeing a video of your daughter's field trip with the marching band shot by one of those people that shoot video like this. No one cares to hear the story of why you're limping around with sore muscles. No one cares about the muscle milkshake on your desk. No one cares. Not about your body fat measurements. Not about your new Fitbit. Not about how many miles you swam or how thick the calluses on your hand are getting from, you know, pumping iron. Think maybe they do? They don't. Think they eventually will? They won't. They're too busy thinking about themselves. It's not a selfish thing. It's just the way we are. We have our own things going on. They listen to you talk about your workout. Then you have to listen to them talk about their holistic medicine and why, if just everyone in the world would rub yak's milk behind their ears every night, there'd be no more cancer. If the diet goes well, they'll surely compliment you on how thin you look. If the fitness program is a success, they will tell you that you look ripped. But until then, their caring well is as dry as that protein bar you're choking down with 60 ounces of water. No one cares. And by no one, I don't mean the no one that you use when you're exaggerating, like no one uses AOL email anymore. I mean, like really no one, zero, absolute zero. You know, that number that is so small that even scientists can't find it. It's my workout. And even though I'm in a room with a bunch of other sweaty people, I am alone. And don't let me forget it. I'm Andy Fales, and that's What's Bugging Me.
Yeah, less talking, more running, Andy.
Yeah.
Up next, who's in your five? John's five greatest Lakers. You better get this list right. Mm. You can like us on Facebook. There's no obligation. It's free. Sound Off Nation. Adam writes, sounds like the NBA is hurting for money or greed is getting to them. I like the professional look of clean jerseys, especially from a top four money-making sport. I don't see ads on football jerseys or baseball jerseys yet.
In response to Iowa giving the four seniors the Chris Street Award, Brett writes, these seniors came to Iowa when it wasn't the cool thing to do. They changed the culture and made it the premier team in the state. The Chris Street Award isn't given to a winner of a contest. It's recognition of hard work and a great person, which all of these young men meet the criteria.
Premier program in the state. He may hear from somebody.
I'm guessing he's
one.
A Hawkeye fan.
Who's in your five? John's all-time greatest Lakers. John, get this right.
Number five, Jerry West, the logo, 27 points per game. He was good.
Jerry West is number five. You have four guys ahead of him.
I got Shaq at number four, four-time NBA champ, three-time finals MVP. He just resurrected the Lakers there. Number three, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's number three.
On. The leading scorer in the history of the NBA, the most unstoppable offensive weapon of the past 30 years is number three.
Number three, also was known as Luau Singer.
All right, so does Kobe even make this top five?
I don't know. Number two?
Kobe Bryant.
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson is number
NBA
two.
Five-time NBA champ.
John, you're as
Showtime.
Drunk as one of the callers.
Showtime on the court with Magic Johnson.
John,
love Magic.
What are you drinking tonight?
Number one.
All right.
Number one, Kobe Bryant. Many people disagree with this. Kobe's got the same number of championships as Magic, and he won two of those without Shaq. Magic always had Kareem with him to win those championships.
Kobe was great. Can't put him at number one, but let the debate begin. All right. We asked for someone to call in that could just speak in plain, simple language. Here's Cheezer. Cheezer?
What's up, man?
What's happening?
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Cheezer? It's been like a fun weekend, I think. As Jennifer puts it, people are taking Sunday fun day to a whole new level.
Yeah, I think the Royals are going to come back Tuesday and win the next couple. And did I tell you some Jared Gilbert kid came over to my place a month ago and that threatened me?
Yeah, that's a bad connection tonight, Cheezer. We're going to have to let you go.
Is he running somewhere?
I think he's on a treadmill after seeing what's bugging Andy.
Okay, yeah.
But he didn't want to tell us about his workout because Andy said, don't do that.
Said something about the Royals.
The Royals are going to be just fine, right?
The defending champs.
Yeah.
I would hope they'll be just fine.
They're just fine. Oh, I'm getting word. There's activity in the Decora Eagle Cam. Old Spice, is there any way we can take that live? Let's check. There is the majestic symbol of freedom. This is a live look at the nest. This is not photoshopped. This is not video. This is live.
Okay, now this eagle is sitting on the babies. Is this what I'm being told? Sitting on them?
Hopefully not too hard. Just the right amount. Just the right touch.
Okay.
You see the head move just a moment ago?
Yeah.
Oh. And now we have Tony the Tiger.
Well, it's a live stream.
When we return, John will step into the cage with Johnny Hollywood Case.
What? No.
I'm sorry. Sorry, John, misread that. John will debate a story on Hollywood Case. You can always email the show at soundoff@whotv.com. What an awesome day on Saturday to drink some beer and watch some football at Jack Trice Stadium. I can see this team is light years ahead of last year. Calling it right now, Cyclones go 7-5 and win a bowl game.
Whoa.
Sound the siren. A storm is brewing. Wade and Huxley. Wade is all in.
Calling a shot already.
He is all in. Wow. All right, Wade.
Keith, time to bounce around some more topics. We call it face-off. The Bulls missed the playoffs in Fred Hoiberg's first season as head coach. Fans are upset, but Chicago management has Hoiberg's back, and Fred will be back. Do you think the mayor can get it turned around in Chi-Town?
Not with this group of players. No, I don't think so. They're not giving Hoiberg a chance.
Yeah.
The lack of consistency shows the lack of buy-in. Either an alpha dog gets traded or training camp opens with open minds, or it's just not going to work. Injuries hurt too, no pun intended.
Starting in 2017, the NBA will allow one corporate logo on jerseys. We've seen this in other sports, NASCAR, soccer, golf. I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner. You like the move?
I don't like it, but I accept it, and we'll get used to it, and there will be more.
On other sports, probably,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely.
Earlier this week, Michael Admire did a story on UFC fighter Johnny Hollywood Case from Jefferson, Iowa. To paraphrase, Case said, once he found he could punch people and choke people in a cage, he fell in love with mixed martial arts. Gotta love the honesty, right?
I do. And though it may sound counterintuitive, Johnny Hollywood is not alone. Many wayward kids find their way with the structure, discipline, and respect in a sport that does feature choking and punching.
Don't want to mess with Hollywood.
No.
Earlier this week, a giant sinkhole emerged in Des Moines, swallowing up basically a whole front yard.
And part of my week.
We've seen these sinkholes in other states, but not Iowa. Are you worried your house is going to be sucked under someday?
I am now. I did go check that map on WHOTV.com. Have you done this?
I have not.
Apparently, our house is okay, but I'm fascinated by this sinkhole, and I feel for that family. Oh. It's like poltergeist. You have to move now, right?
You got to.
You have to move.
Something's under there.
Over, under. Over. Overrated.
Major League Baseball regular season. Too long, 162 games. Underrated. NBA playoffs, the highest level of basketball you'll see, and a lot of good players in these playoffs.
Yeah, I really enjoy the playoffs. This round probably won't be great, but the next round, it starts getting good. That'll do it for us. We are back next week, and we hope you are too.
We leave you with the Sound Off Send Off. Our friend Scott Sipker has a new video debuting Tuesday. Here is an exclusive sneak peek.
Exclusive.
Through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Now that your college basketball career is over, George, what are you going to do?
I think I'll keep playing professionally.
Might have to play in Slovenia or something, though.
I'll do what I can to make it to the NBA.
You realize that most Slovenian women have mustaches.
That's not...
And besides, the NBA. Anybody can play in the NBA. Hundreds of people play in the NBA every year. You need to do something that only one man is great enough to do.
I just want to play basketball.
Just hear me out. Who wants to be George Niang's super successful NBA superstar when you could be George Niang, mayor of Ames?
Scott, Fred Hoiberg is and always will be the mayor.
Read this.
Fred Hoiberg, 1,993 career points. George Niang, 2,228 points.
You beat him on the basketball floor, now beat him in the ballot box.
If I go to the NBA, I can make a lot of money doing like a Sprite commercial or something. What will the mayor of Ames get me?
A key to a private bathroom at Hickory Park and a Workiva t-shirt.
Let's do it.
Hooray!
So what do I do now?
Just press palms and kiss babies. Let's do this.
That looks like it's going to be really good, and I hate to cut it off, but we have a development in the Eagle cam.
Okay.
John the Eagle is now looking to his right.
I can see his eye.
Yeah, but before he was looking straight ahead. I was enjoying that video by Scott Sipker, which will launch Tuesday, and you can see it then in its entirety.
But this is important, too.
He's now looking to his right.
And he's frozen in time, it looks like.
He's very much alive and a symbol of freedom.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.